Chapter 1. How beautiful and terrified she was. It has been nearly a decade, but I remember it as if it were yesterday, the day I met Sherlock Holmes. It was in a hospital laboratory, and he was exulting over some new test he had found for the presence of hemoglobin. After a short and strange conversation about tobacco, bull pups, Afghanistan, and violin music, we agreed to share diggings on Baker Street. Oh, how little I suspected back then that my life was about to change, how it would turn topsy-turvy as I followed Sherlock Holmes all over London and beyond, as he put the science of deduction to work in solving crimes and bringing blackguards to justice. Along the way, I was able to establish a moderately successful medical practice and a wonderfully successful reputation as a writer of mystery stories. During those years, I have observed Holmes as he worked on behalf of over 100 clients, none commonplace, and I have made notes on over 70 of those that were the most fascinating. I described some of these in the pages of The Strand, and have been blessed to have found so many readers.